Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Hey, it's another Tuesday night, so it must be the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Welcome in. I am Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, and I'm welcoming you to another Tuesday evening of the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. How you guys doing this evening? Hey, welcome. If you're watching on Facebook Live, welcome into the broadcast right now. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, welcome, whether you're listening to us live or whether you're listening to us on the replay. It is an unstoppable day. And I know you could have done anything. You could have been anywhere. You could be listening or watching anything at this time. But I want to thank you for taking your time to watch the Unstoppable Story Show. Hey, on Facebook Live, real quick, I want to do a special shout out to my brother, my from another mother, my friend, for almost over 30 years, Reggie Patterson. Reggie Patterson is watching us on Facebook Live. Happy birthday to you, bro. Hopefully you are celebrating, you and the missus, having a great day on your born day. Shout out to Mark from Texas. How you doing, Mark? Mark is my Periscope friend that I have transformed into Facebook Live, and he's watching us. Blossom Rogers, one of our favorite guests here on the Unstoppable Story Show this year. Thank you, and I'm sending prayers and love right back your way. How you guys doing? I hope you have had a wonderful week. I hope you've had an unstoppable day, and I hope you're just ready to sit back and relax and to be inspired. Shout out to Sharon Leffridge, my ride or die. All right, baby, thank you for joining us on the broadcast. And if you guys, you're joining us on Facebook Live, go ahead and give us some likes, give us some hearts. This is how we keep going and how we keep motivated to bringing you these great guests with these unstoppable stories. I had the opportunity over this past weekend to be part of a phenomenal conference called the Live Your Best Life 17 conference, sponsored by my speaker coach, Dr. Reuben West of the Black Belt Speakers International. Great time, over 40 speakers and thought leaders that converged either live or virtually online on Laurel, Maryland. And we were blessed to get over 100,000 views during that day. 100,000 views of people who were looking to be inspired, who were looking to go to the next level of their greatness, and who were looking to learn how to live their best life. Not now, but right now. And I had the opportunity to talk to you guys a little bit about the formula for success. There's four words in the formula for success. And it's start, fail, learn, succeed. Let me say it again. Start, fail, learn, succeed. If you say it in order, it's kind of got a ring to it. Start, fail, learn, succeed. And all of those things are important when you are talking about living a successful life, no matter what it is you are doing. But you got to understand that the formula for success all begins with the word start. You got to start before you can be successful. You'll never be successful if you never get started. So I just wanted to give you just a little sneak peek of what I talked about last Saturday, and you'll see how it relates to what we're going to be talking about on tonight's show. So let me just bring that up real quick and give you just a little snippet of Mr. Unstoppable on the Live Your Best Life conference this past weekend.
Are there more possibilities for your life that you haven't looked at because you've been on that proverbial wheel of success that says you got to get up, go to work, come home, go to sleep, get up, go to work, come home, go to sleep, over and over again? Is there something tugging at the heartstrings inside of you that says you should be doing something else that would really make you successful? But because of everybody else's definition or vision of success for you, you continue to do the same thing? Are you failing by default because you are afraid to look at the possibilities for your life?
Yes, yes, yes. That was just a snippet of the formula for success from the Live Your Best Life Conference 2017. And that's the question I want you to think about tonight as you listen to the show and listen to this phenomenal guest that we have on the show tonight. Are you failing by default simply because you are afraid to start something new? Are you failing by default because you're afraid to start over? Are you failing by default because you're afraid that if you start, you may actually fail? And are you failing by default because you're not starting because you think you might be successful at the very end, and that scares you more than anything else? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to talk about not living in that house of fear anymore. And we've got a phenomenal guest tonight. He is the author of the book, I'm Not Here Anymore. I'm Not There Anymore. I'm sorry. I'm Not There Anymore. And his name is S.C. Urquhart. He is a phenomenal motivational speaker and life coach hailing out of the state of Virginia. And he's got a powerful story for you tonight of how he decided to overcome despair, overcome depression, overcome addiction, overcome doubt, and overcome fear. And he said to all of those things that he was living in, that he was being held hostage by, that fear, I don't live there anymore. So let's bring into the show, for the very first time, our very good friend. His name is S.C. Urquhart. S.C., are you on the call?
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well and blessed. Well and blessed. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, and welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show. You know, that bass in your voice is scaring me, and you might take over my show. All of a sudden, I'm going to be a guest on your show, man.
No, I'll stay in my lane tonight. I'll stay in my lane.
Welcome. You know what? As with most of the guests that I've had the pleasure of having on the Unstoppable Story Show, SC and I just met through social media. We met on Facebook. He was looking at some things that I was doing. I think, SC, you actually maybe tuned into the show a couple of times, and you reached out to me and told me a little bit about yourself, and that's how you got on the show this evening. But for our guests who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about S.C. Urquhart?
Okay, well, it is true.
Okay, S.C., something just happened with your phone. We can't hear you.
All right, how about now? Is that clear?
Yeah, that's clearer. Whatever you did before, don't do it again.
Okay. I really appreciate you being so hospitable to me when I did reach out. I've been trying to put this whole journey together. I've learned that when you're trying to put things behind you, when you're trying to move away from despair and from failure and from things like that, it's very helpful to reach out to people who can mentor you, who can put you in the right direction. So I appreciate that, but I'm from Virginia, from Southwest Virginia, in a small town near Lynchburg, and grew up there with my mother and father and two brothers, one older, one younger. I'm the middle child, so that was an experience growing up, kind of at some times being the outside child looking into the rest of the family. I sort of felt that way at times, but as time went on, you know, my parents were great. They raised us very strictly in a Christian household. But for some reason, things went off the rails for me, and I developed this spirit of failure. and of underachieving and of always being behind what my father used to say, behind the eight ball. And I had to figure out where that came from. And then that carried on in the college when I went to Petersburg, Virginia State University, and didn't do so well there at first because I was in this season that just developed out of nowhere. And instead of trying to work out of this season, you know, getting around some of the wrong people around my hometown and when I was away, just, you know, not surrounding myself with the type of folks that were helping me, and the ones who were doing well, you know, I started the cycle, and it was hard to get out of, and it took years. It was a lonely place. So once things were able to get square and I was able to get behind, you know, God's power, he helped me see. He helped me put all these things behind me. So since then, you know, I've been able to still remain here in the Central Virginia area, and I've been finished college and graduate school and all those things, and started teaching and mentoring, and worked for a while in the mental health field. So I developed a love and a compassion for individuals who were worse off than me. I had to understand that, you know, there's so many people out there who aren't doing as well as you are, so there's really no need to complain about anything, because as folks walking around every day, we are blessed to be here. So it's been a wonderful journey, a strange journey, but I'm thankful for it, and I'm thankful for the way God pointed me in the right direction after so many years of being on this hamster wheel that I just could not get out of.
Well, you know what? We're going to unwrap that a little bit more. We're talking to S.C. Urquhart. He is the author of the book, I'm Not There Anymore, and it is a powerful, powerful book, a personal testimony of how he has moved from a level of despair and depression and addiction, and he's now showing people the blueprint on how they can do the same. I can't wait for you to really unwrap this whole story and the book. You guys, it's not too late for you to join the conversation. If you hear anything that sparks you, sparks a question or sparks a comment, or just if it reminds you of your journey or your unstoppable story, we want you to be a part of the conversation. So there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can join us just by dialing on your touchtone phone, area code 323-870-3764, 323-870-3764. Hit the number one on your touchtone phone and we'll know that you're in the queue and you've got a question or a comment. Or if you're watching us live on Facebook Live, like Cornelia Stratford is and Leslie Edwards, my lovely aunt, you can go ahead and post your question or comment in the comment section and we'll make sure that we'll read them throughout the course of this show. So SC, what I like to ask each and every one of my guests before we get into the meat of the conversation, it's called the Unstoppable Story Show for a reason. So what does it mean to you when I say unstoppable? What does that mean to you?
Unstoppable. I would say that a person can be unstoppable once they have figured out that they have a purpose in life. Once they figure out that God wants you to fulfill that purpose, so he will open up the universe and open up doors so that you can fulfill that purpose. That purpose involves serving others and living your life to its maximum capacity. And when you get the wind behind your back and you make it intentional, make it purposeful, that sounds unstoppable to me, where you are not going to take no for an answer when asked about your or fulfilling or furthering your purpose that God has you on this earth for. Once you figure that out, and once you have the wind at your back and you're determined, that seems unstoppable to me.
I love it. I love how you threw that all together. But there was a point in your life before you wrote this book that you were being stopped by a lot of different things. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a plethora of things. Some of those things were self-inflicted, but once you know, sometimes folks go through periods and go through phases where they experiment with things and this and that. And usually, if they're blessed and favored, then those folks can get out of those periods rather quickly and get back on track, depending on which way, you know, God is directing them in their lives, what their purpose is. For me, now that I look back, I can understand that I had to go through these things in order for me to develop into the person that I am today, because if I hadn't, I would still be there, you know, dangling, for lack of a better word. But there was a time, almost a decade, where things just would not work out. Things just seemed to get worse and worse. And instead of trying to stop and think and figure this thing out and analyze my mistakes, I just kept piling on. And the main reason behind that was I was self-reliant. I was relying only on my own power and on my own strength, which had failed me. And instead of, like I said, cultivating some sort of a relationship with a higher power to get the help and assistance that I need, or people who saw what I was going through and was trying to help me, I was determined to go all the way with this and all the way down. And, you know, once I finally came out of it, there was a one point in time, and I wrote about it in the book, it was a specific moment that everything finally came together, and it was only by God's grace. And once I saw that manifest, I was compelled. My spirit was moved. So at that point, I knew what I had to do. And after some years of getting back on the right track, you know, I just wanted to be stable. I just wanted to, be out of trouble. You know.
And let me stop you right there, because the one thing that we love to do on this show is many times people get to see us as we are right now. And, you know, depending on how we look right now, I mean, I've got your picture up. They're looking at it on Facebook Live, and, you know, lots of likes are coming through. I thought it was because of my picture, but I recognize it's because of yours. But that's beside the point. but they're looking at this polished, well-developed, nice goatee-looking brother right now. And so automatically they think you got it going on. But the book, you go into great detail about the cycle of negativity that you kept finding yourself into, and that date, that what we call that defining moment here at Unstoppable Stories of July 24th, 2001. So if you don't mind, you don't have to go too deep, because we want them to get the book, but tell them what was going on in your life before July 24th, and then what happened on July 24th, 2001 that made you shift into the person that we see today.
Okay, well, really briefly, there was a about a six-month buildup to that point, and I was, you know, incarcerated for the last time, and that was really where I was really at the bottom. Now, this hadn't been the first time I had gotten into trouble, but at that point, I realized there's no deeper I can go. There's no lower I can go with this. So now I had to figure out what I needed to do to get out of this. So, and at that point, I started to work on myself from the inside out. And I wrote about this in the book, where just the bad habits that I had developed that I had been ignoring that kept me
right
from being the type of person I wanted to be, things like profanity, things like smoking, laziness, all those sorts of things. I started to purge those things during that, you know, 5 or 6 months of a year that I was there. And as I was doing that, opportunities started to develop while I was in there. So I took advantage of those opportunities. One of those I wrote about was folks allowed me to be a trustee, where I was able to have some responsibility and provide some sort of mentorship to the individuals that were in that situation with me. I was given responsibilities on the outside. So I felt a sense of purpose. Now, even though, you know, As chance would have it, I was where I was, but I was still able to feel a sense of purpose that I never felt before. And I realized then I had to start from the bottom. So as things manifested, God put the right people right in front of me, and he worked out a design that only he could do. And once I realized that, I said, oh, okay, I'm no longer in control. I'm making the decisions that are positive, And I'm just taking it a day at a time. But then God is getting things out of the way. He's taking the pressure off, and he's putting the right people in front of me to help me. So on that day, long story short, I'd kind of asked the judge for an early release to go back to school because God had allowed me to speak with people who were in undergrad, and I was able to get scholarships and things ready. So I felt like I had a fighting chance to get out of there and go fulfill my purpose. So on that morning, I asked for that, petitioned the court for this release. And the judge said, you know what, well, based on your record, there's no reason for this court to give you a second chance at anything. And then
wow.
He said, but. He said, however. And that's when it happened. He said, however, I'm going to do something I have never done. I'm going to grant this request, and I'm going to hold you to certain guidelines. And if you follow these guidelines, then I'm going to remove the rest of this, and you'll be able to, you know, go on with the rest of your life. And at that point, you know, I went back to the, you know, bailiff brought me back to the holding cell, and I kind of fell down and broke down and cried it all out. And as I was laying on that cold concrete floor, God washed all of those sins and all of that past and all of that despair and all of that failure down the drain in the floor. So when I stood back up at 9:20 a.m., July 24th, 2001, I stood up a new man. And from then on, wind was on my back.
Wow, I love that story. And, you know, so many things. You said so many different powerful things just in that one vignette that I hope the audience had caught from. So let me unpack it a little bit more. You found your purpose in prison. Somebody needs to know that. No matter where you may be in your life, you may think you are at the lowest point of your life. You may think that you are someplace that you would never expect to find anything, much less your purpose. But it's important to know that your purpose will find you no matter where you are. So that's the first thing I heard. And then the second thing I heard is that one of the most powerful three-letter words in the English language, because but is that intersection. That intersection from where you were to where you may be able to go. It's that intersection from what you are doing now to what you may do next. It is that pivot point that allows you to go left when you could have went right. And it also says that it also says that there is not a period at the end of your story. There is a comma in the middle of your story. I read your book, and you felt when you were laying down underneath on the thin mattress underneath the toilet or by the TV with 40 other inmates, there were times you said that you felt like this was going to be your life. This is where your life was going to end. You felt that way. You mentioned that you were getting comfortable with your despair and your depression, but somebody came in your life, and I say, but God came in your life and gave you a pivot. Is that what you felt when you were standing in front of that judge?
I had never been so nervous in my life. At the time, I had been, you know, to court, I don't know, 22, 23 times for different things. And I had been in county, you know, 4 or 5 times for different things. So it was like a lonely concession. I conceded that I was going to be lonely, alone, and in this place, and I would never get out of it, because if I did get out, then I would do something to get myself back in, because I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the one thing that everybody needs to succeed, and that's hope. Did not have hope. So when I stood there in front of him, and he had no reason to do that, because this is the same judge who had dealt with me for years. So he was just waiting for the opportunity to, you know, to put me away, and he only kept his word. I had no contempt for him when he finally did what he said he was going to do. this particular judge, but I had the opportunity to work with him as far as cleaning up his office. And I wrote about that, too. We had small talk, you know, here and there. You know, you can't go into too much depth. But when I saw him again, I had built a small foundation with him, a small amount of trust that wasn't there before.
Right.
So when I stood there,
you built a relationship.
And, right. So when he said that, I said, okay, well, you know, that's the way the chips fall. Until he said, but, and however. After that, I knew I had put in the work to get him to trust me, and because of where I was at, I had to get him to trust me first before anybody else would. After I was trusting myself, then I had to get him to trust me to remove myself from that point, and then I had to work on the rest of the world after that.
I love it. I love it. You guys, we are talking with my new good friend, S.C. Urquhart. He is the author of the book, I Don't Live There Anymore. And we're going to unwrap that book a little later in the show. But definitely, it's still time for you to join the conversation. If you're liking any of his testimony, if you got some questions for him, then definitely call us 323-870-3764. Or put us a comment out there on Facebook Live. Patricia Shaw is watching us on Facebook Live, and she says hello to you, SC. So definitely she's enjoying what you are saying. So pick it up from but and however. What option did that but put in your life that has changed your direction so far?
Well, that's exactly what it gave me that I didn't have before was options. I had options, positive options, where I could choose from. And after that, I knew I had a purpose and I knew I had a responsibility at that point. I had a responsibility to God. I had a responsibility to myself, to my family, and your friends, all those people that I had hurt and wronged in all of my depression. So I had a responsibility to start pawing my way back into this thing, start getting back on the right track. So afterwards, I had a sense of purpose. I had hope. So I was able to go back, you know, to school and, you know, overachieve. I wanted to overachieve at everything. And that's where it started. And after that, things just started to fall into place. Now, it wasn't all the way over. It wasn't all the way over. Afterwards, I had an instance, and I wrote about this too, where I was tested. God
okay.
tested me to make sure that I was in the right place. And it looked like things were going back to where I was before. I said, and this was after a couple of years. I said, well, I thought everything was straight, but it looks like, you know, here we go again. Looks like I'm not going to be able to get out of this place. I thought, you know, I didn't know I'd gotten away from this place as much as I thought I had. So I was able to test that, and then at that point, I had developed the tools that I needed to fight and not concede.
Okay.
So when this additional charge came up out of nowhere, I was able to fight it and beat it because I was completely innocent. But all I know was it was nothing but a test.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my faith was solidified. So there was nothing that could bother me after that. Even when things came to try me, nothing could shake my faith after that to this day.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I started the show talking about the presentation that I did over the weekend, talking about the formula for success, the four keys to success, which is start, fail, learn and succeed. And it's pretty much what your story has been like. You went through a lot of your life where you were starting things, but then you had some failures in life and that sent you back to where you began. And then you started again, and then you had some more failures and that seemed to take you back to where you began. But when you got to that point where you had the time to build that relationship with the other people that you came in contact through working as a trustee and then having that conversation with the judge and then getting before the judge and him giving you another chance. it sounds like it sprung you now from that start fail roller coaster that you were on, and you started learning new things. So when that fight came along, where that new test came along, you were prepared to pass that test because you were no longer failing. You were learning from the mistakes that you had made in your past and the new relationships that you come in contact with as a part of learning your purpose. Does that sound like your story a little bit, SC?
That's exactly it. I was finally equipped with the tools that I needed to win and not give up.
Wow. Fabulous. And that's something that somebody else who's listening and watching right now is when you learn to get those tools that are going to equip you for your future success, and you don't look at those failures as a way to slip back into who you were before, then you too are going to have a story where you can tell somebody you're not in the same place you were anymore because you are unstoppable. Hey, SC, we got to take a break for a commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we really want you to talk about your book, I'm Not There Anymore. So can you hang out with us a little while longer?
Sure thing. I'll be here.
All right. We are talking with SC Urquhart, the author of I'm Not There Anymore, on the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lefteridge. Shout out to Tamara, Autism Advocate Harding, watching us on Facebook Live. You guys definitely give us some hearts, show us some love if you're enjoying what's happening on the Unstoppable Stories Show. We bring these ordinary people to you with their unstoppable story to educate you, to motivate you, to entertain you, but more importantly, to empower you so that you know that if they can do it, then you can do it too. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. We want to talk about one of our sponsors. Our sponsors are Sean and Dorian Nash, and they are the authors of the book Do You Love Me Still? Yes, Do You Love Me Still? The book by Sean and Dorian Nash that was just released last week. They are going to be having a special Facebook Live presentation coming up this month, and we want you to definitely be a part of it and to check them out as they talk about the first 7 years of their marriage and how it may relate to what's going on in your marriage. So mark this on your calendar for June 28th from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sean and Dorian Nash, they're going to be doing a Facebook Live on their page, their Facebook page, entitled Do You Love Me Still? All you have to do is go to facebook.com/ Do You Love Me Still? And they're going to be talking about the subject, A House Is Not a Home. And if anybody knows that song by Luther Vandross, you know that that is a powerful song. They're talking about the house being your marriage, and the house being the foundation for which your marriage will stand. And do you have the right necessities in your house? Is your house built on a solid foundation, or is it built on sinking sand? Is your house strong enough to stand the test and the trials that are going to come in any marriage, whether you're newlywed or whether you're a seasoned married couple like they are? They've been married for over 17 years now. So mark your calendars. We definitely want you to be a part of the Facebook Live conversation, A House Is Not a Home, with Sean and Dorian Nash, June 28th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Do You Love Me Still Facebook page. We'll be talking about that each and every week leading up to the event. If you want to get more information about that, you can just shoot me a comment on the chat room, or you can send me a private message. Do You Love Me Still? The book by Sean and Dorian Nash. Check them out on Amazon.com and look out for them on June 28th for their Facebook Live presentation of A House Is Not a Home. Well, we're getting back into our conversation with SC Urquhart. He is the author of the book I Don't Live There Anymore. and we're going to bring him back into the conversation. Live radio, sometimes the clicker doesn't do what he wants to do. SB, are you back with us?
I'm here, yes.
All right. So, SC, let's fast forward. You,
yes, sir.
You have been, you passed the test. You were given this favor, that's what I call it, by God, to step out and now to walk in your purpose. You've gone on, and now you've got some degrees, and you're a certified life coach as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, once things got back under control, then I was able to focus on the things that I always wanted. So I went back to school and got a bachelor's in English. Found that I was good at writing and reading and word study and linguistics and things like that. So I just played to my strengths. I'm just doing what God is putting in front of me.
Right.
Started teaching after that and went back to school to get a master's in education and curriculum instruction so I can design curriculum for school systems and things like that, so that I can be a help in some sort of way to the education of folks. I decided to get a life coaching certificate because I knew that I had something that, based on the area that I worked in, was a lot of urban areas where we had young folks, especially young folks of color, who I could see were going through a lot of the same issues that I dealt with. So I
right.
wanted to give myself enough credentials so that I can reasonably help them avoid some of the same pitfalls that I went through. So I decided to get a life coaching certification. I got that. That way I could do some mentoring. And then I went back to school and got a educational specialist degree, which I just wrapped here a few months ago, and I'm working on a doctoral degree I'll be finished with next year in education as well. So in some aspect of educating young folks, that's where I want to be. I use these tools to help folks who I know are going through some of the same things. And where I work now, we work at a nonprofit educational facility through a company called Youth Build, and we work with opportunity youth who have been given up on or society has turned their back on. So we work with folks like that to help them get credentials like high school diplomas and industry-recognized certifications like Safety OSHA 10 and NCCR, Your Role in the Green Environment. So when our folks leave our facility, then they're able to have padded resumes so that they can go out and have a fighting chance. But most of all, and where I'm concerned with, is that they have hope that no matter where they came from or no matter what mistakes they've made, then they'll always have a chance to be just as successful as anybody else. If they want to start a business, they can do that. They want to go get a law degree, they can do that. They want to be a doctor, they can do that. Whatever they want to do, we instill that pride in them that they did not have prior to working with us. So I really appreciate having the opportunity to do that day to day.
And you know what?
That's where we are now.
That is a complete 360 from where you were. I mean, when you think about what you said earlier, spending a decade in the situation that you were in, mentally and physically, from the mental despair and the addiction and the depression to the physical incarceration, to now having a master's degree, working on a doctoral degree, working with a youth who don't have the opportunities that many of us wish we had, so that they don't end up having the kind of life that you had to live. That's phenomenal. That's transformational. And I thank you so much for really not just walking in your purpose, but it sounds like you are reigning all over your purpose. So congratulations to you for that.
I'm trying to. Trying to, yeah.
And you know what? The name of your book, I'm Not There Anymore. Man, I mean, just by reading a couple of it, I understand it. But explain to our audience why you entitled your book, I'm Not There Anymore. And then, you know what? Feel free. The floor is yours. Tell us what you want us to know about your book.
Well, funny thing about it is I decided here about 3 years ago, I said, so much has happened, and I've talked to a lot of people who, and I wrote about this, I ran into a lot of folks, especially this one gentleman who, he was a pastor, and he didn't know me from Adam, but he walked up to me, and the first thing he said after he looked at me, he said, what are you running from?
Mm.
And this is when everything was fine. I said, I don't know. What do you mean, sir? He said, what are you running from? You're running from something. You're waiting. Why don't you have, why are you not living in your purpose?
Mm.
I said, I kind of thought I was. You know, I've gone through a lot. And then we started talking. And then he said, that's exactly the point. You should be sharing this with people because there's so many people who could benefit from this. So I said, well, I wanted to write I wanted to be a writer at some point, but I didn't know how. So first things first, I reached out to folks. I reached out to authors and entrepreneurs and other life coaches, and they said, yeah, you should write a book about these things. So I said, okay, well, I guess I'll do that when I have time. Then you quickly realize you never have time. You just have to get started. Like you said before, you have to start.
Right.
So, you know, I started it, and the whole process took about 2 years because I was working on and off with the other stuff I had going on. But I wrote the entire book without knowing what the title would be.
Wow.
And, as you know, I edited it, formatted it, proofread it, self-published it all myself. And once I had all of that done, I said, and reread it, I said, you know, there's only one title for this. I'm not in this place anymore.
Wow. And so
I had to,
I'm not in, because you know I know it's a power. I know it's powerful, but you got to break it down. I'm not in this place anymore. For S.C. Earhart, what place was that that you're not in? We understand the physical place, but for your person at that time, what place were you not in anymore?
I guess I could refer to it as a mental prison where I won't allow myself, do not know how, and can't comprehend that I have a purpose and the chance to be successful just like everybody else, that you deserve to have the same success as everybody else. And by success, I don't mean, you know, being a millionaire and all those sorts of things. I mean just being able to day-to-day live, survive, take care of your family, go on vacations, whatever you want to do, go shopping, you know, go out to dinner. Just the normal everyday things that people take for granted sometimes. I think I had a right to all of those things. I figured I had messed up so much, my life would just be what it is. I'd just be in and out, in and out, in and out, to the point where I would just be a forgotten about nobody and who didn't make anything of his life until I decided, you know what, that's not me. I'm not going to do that. Eventually figured out that I can't concede to that, but it took a while. It took, you know, almost 9 years. So it took almost a decade for me to get that.
You know, we've got Zasha Hall, Coach Z. She's watching us on Facebook Live right now. She was one of our past guests on the Unstoppable Story Show, SC, and her story, not your story, but it is a story of worth. Or lack. You just mentioned that, you know, you didn't think you deserved some of the things that you have right now. Back then, you didn't think you were worthy of some of the things you're doing right now. Back then, her story is a story of transformation too, because of her physical look, and her mental makeup. She didn't feel like she was worthy of some things, and she didn't feel like she deserved some things that now both of you guys are having and enjoying right now. So what I say in my coaching practice is that once we get past the situation, we've got to get to a new location. See, you know, there are victims that after they are over the victimization, they're still victims mentally. They have a victim mentality. See, there are prisoners that after they are released from prison, they still carry a prison mentality. See, there are people that who are victims of domestic violence that after the domestic abuse is over, they still have an abuser mentality that says that, you know what, because I went through this, this is the only thing that I'm supposed to have. This is the only life I'm supposed to know. But you are showing that you don't have to live in that mentality. You don't have to live in that place that held you hostage for so long. You don't have to stay in that house of despair and depression and addiction. Now you can tell the world that I don't live there anymore. I live here. I live here with my master's degree, with my doctoral degree on the way, with my life coaching certification. I live here where I am providing opportunities for youth that are less than fortunate or don't have the opportunities that I think they deserve. This is where I live right now, and this place is a lot better than that place I used to live. That's what I get every time I hear your story.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Wow. SC, it's an empowering statement. And so you came up with that title for the book. And then now tell us, what will people get when they open the book? Now that they've got the title, what will they get when they open the pages of this book?
Okay, well, what I did was I had to try to do a couple of things. I wanted to examine the particulars of my life in sequence so that people can benefit from it, so that it can be an easy read for people to understand. But I also wanted to quantify the importance of even the smallest innuendos along the journey that all work together to help me see the light. So there's a bit of stream of consciousness where I'll jump back and forth and I wanted to make the book atmospheric. So I wanted to set a scene so that I could take the reader exactly where I was to get you in that mental state. I was actually looking over it today. I hadn't looked over it in a while.
Right.
And I was going back. I was like, oh my goodness, this really was pretty serious where I was. So I try to convey that to the reader, and I broke the steps that God used to help me out of this situation into five steps. And those are the chapters. They range from first things first, asking forgiveness and seeking forgiveness and learning to forgive others who have hurt you. I couldn't do anything until I learned to forgive myself first. And after that, then there's this period where you have this guilt. I had guilt that was eating at me. And, you know, once you reach out to people who you know you disappointed, you are able to release that guilt. And once you get your slate clean, you've sought the forgiveness from those and from yourself and from God above, and you've forgiven those people who have wronged you, and you wipe the slate clean of the guilt that you can move on from. It's always helpful to have a certain amount of empathy when it comes to other people, especially those you've affected. Then after that, you can start to set the goals that you want to set, short, long-term goals, even from the smallest thing. Once you master how to string together goal completion, then you really set the foundation to be able to do anything. And after that, you prepare yourself when obstacles do happen, because as we all know, when you get on the right track, those are when the obstacles start to really pile up.
Yeah, the tests you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. You know, God will have you, but, you know, he'll throw things at you to make sure, and that happened to me, he'll throw things at you to make sure, okay, are you serious? Are you really serious? Are you ready to move on? If so, take this. Work with this. How are you going to get out of this? And by then, he's already equipped you with the tools necessary to get past that.
Speaking of one of those
tests.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
I was just saying after that, then you've mastered those things. You've mastered goal completion and all those things. Then you're surviving now, and you can think about thriving and chasing your dreams at that point. And that's where we conclude, where the dreams that you want, you can get those based on the skills that you now have. So it's not like you're doing anything spectacular. You're just using the tools that God has equipped you with along your journey.
I love it. We're talking to S.C. Urquhart. He is the author of the book, I'm not, you know what, I keep trying to throw my own thoughts in it. I don't live there anymore. That's the correct title, right?
I'm not there anymore.
I'm not there anymore. You know what? I just did volume two for you. I don't live there anymore. So let me ask you this. As you work, when I wrote my book, it took me about 2 years to write my book too, and because a lot of kept coming in the way, or I wasn't ready at the time anymore. But just thinking about your title, I'm not there anymore. So do you run into people who knew you, who knew the old SC, now that you're this new and improved model? Do you run into them? And what kind of conversations have come out of that?
I do. I'm friends with most all of my friends from back then. This is high school and, you know, in college and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people saw me at my worst point. Like, you know, and they're so nice about it now. And, you know, we don't really, you know, there's no need to really talk about these things. But I didn't lose a lot of friends because I wasn't getting my stuff together. I was blessed enough to have friends who, you know, they were compassionate. And so when we talk these days, whether it be, you know, social media, on the phone and things like that, you know, every now and then it's like, you know, you've come a long way. And I remember when you were, you know, outside in the yard, you know, passed out all night, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when I was in county and, you know, working in the courthouse, that, you know, this was a courthouse that, you know, people would routinely come to pay traffic tickets and all those things. So I wrote about that too, where I would see folks and it still didn't hit me. You know, I'm sitting here trying to, you know, trying to look decent, trying to floss or whatever. Dude, you're locked up. What are you trying to floss for? Why are you trying to keep up appearances? You know, I'm trying to keep up appearances with my gold chains and all those sorts of things. Like, you're not leaving this place. So what are you're not leaving out of here and going to the club or something. So what you should be doing is working on yourself from the inside out. And like I said, during that period of time is where those things came to me. So my friends have been really supportive. And these days, you know, we're still friends. And, you know, everybody says nice things. And you know, some folks have reached out to me for help, for assistance in writing a book, assistance in getting in school, assistance in, you know, organizing their life to a structure that they can feel comfortable with and thrive on their own, or setting up projects and task completion, time management, things like that. And whatever is asked, I always say yes. Because I know it's my responsibility. Yeah, I'm only here because God gave me, you know, saw fit to allow me to be. So if it is at all humanly possible for me to reach out or for me to help or be of any assistance, I take that opportunity and I take it seriously.
I love it. So, SC, we've got a caller on the Blog Talk Radio line. We're going to bring them in from the 808 area code. What's your name and what's your comment?
Coach T, it's Coach Z. How are you doing?
Hey, Coach Z, Zasha Hall. How are you, sweetie?
I am wonderful, fantastic, and now I'm even more, man, I just, this show, I'll tell you what, it resonates with me so much. I just want to tell your guests, I applaud you. I'm clapping. You might can't hear me. I got on kind of late, and the whole entire time. I can relate to you so much, and I got to make this, I only have a few minutes, I got to make it fast. Because I know what it's like to have your freedom taken away from you. And for me, it was my physical freedom that was taken away from me because for so many years, I was morbidly obese. And I was in what they would call a self-imposed prison, you know, one that I put myself into. And I can absolutely relate to everything. I caught the show on the tail end, but everything that I heard you say. you hit the nail on the head with it, and it takes a very long time when it comes to changing, when you know that, because it sounds like you've got it together, you ain't going back.
I'm not going back.
You're not going
neither
back.
Are you.
And I just
yeah,
I just
you.
Wanted to piggyback on what you were talking about as far as what it takes to totally let go of where you used to be to give birth to that new you, and that is what I call a metamorphosis. Because a metamorphosis means
exactly.
That is a change in your state of being. A biological, physical change. You are no longer that person. That means your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, everything that from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep, nothing is the same. And that is what I call a metamorphosis, and that is what's necessary, because that's what keeps us from, we refuse. I know you refuse to go back to where you used to be. I refuse to go back to where I used to be. So I fought hard, tooth and nail, to lose 180 pounds to transform my life, to get my
oh,
life.
Oh, wow.
You fought tooth
Amen.
And nail. Thank you.
And
you fought to the nail, it sounds like, in a hard fight. Thank you so much. And I just, it's just something about this call. It's funny because I'm at work, and, you know, me and Coach T, we're really close, and
right.
I just so happened to get on his live stream. I try to catch him sometimes, and I'm so glad I did. Thank you for, you know, just being on this show and sharing your story. I'm definitely going to catch the replay, and I also want to get the name of your book. If Coach T, if you can put that in the comments, because I definitely want to check that out as soon as possible.
I'm sure will, and
thank
it definitely
you, bless
it, speaks, it speaks to your situation as well, because you're not there anymore either, Zasha, right?
Correct. I would never be. It's no longer me anymore. There's
right,
nothing
amen.
To go back to.
Well, SC, how do you want to respond to what Zasha said?
Well, first of all, I love that name, Coach Z. That's awesome. That's amazing. That's inspirational. I love that.
Thank you.
And yeah, it looks like you've gone through the same sort of thing in a different frame, but the results were still the same. You decided at some point that you were going to move past this thing, and you were never going to go back, no matter what. So I appreciate that resolve, that determination, because, you know, I can feel it too. It's the same sort of thing. So,
yes.
You know, bless you so much. And I might need to talk to you, too, because let's be clear, folks still make mistakes. You know, I still make mistakes. The difference is
yes.
I know how to get past those mistakes, repent quickly, and make those mistakes fewer and far between. So I might make less mistakes now than I did a year ago. And
definitely.
A year ago,
definitely.
I'd make less mistakes than I made a year before that. And then a year from now,
right.
I hope to and pray to, prayerfully, will make less mistakes than I made this year. But it's a learning process, a growing process. I'll never be perfect. It's like almost like Lexus, the relentless pursuit of perfection. You never get there, but the journey
absolutely.
Is good. The journey is good. And
yeah.
I might have to talk to you about, you know, if I can get away from sweets, then, you know, I'd be okay. So I might have to talk to you about that. So that's
it's
my
like
advice
hot
now.
Pot.
You know.
Just picture yourself touching a hot pot. Just stay away from it.
There you go. There you go.
Well,
it's going to burn your finger. No Debbie cake.
Coach B, I love it. I love it each and every time you drop in on Facebook Live, or you drop in and you give us your testimony, your blessedimony, and how you share your message with everybody. Thank you so much for coming in. I knew this would resonate with you as well, especially talking about the physical versus the mental, learning how to change yourself from the inside out when you change your mind and you change your body. When you change your mind, in SC's case, you can change the world. So thank you so much for dropping in, and you go on and get back to work, okay?
Thank you, Coach T. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
So we are still wrapping it up with the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge and our guest, SC Urquhart. SC, you, as you can see, you're blessing people with your story, with your testimony. And I love the fact how you've been able to, as Coach Z said, have your metamorphosis, where you've turned your mess into a message, and you're continuing to show people how they can have their own testimony and their own message in their life. As we wind down to the end of the show, people want to know where they can get the book. So go ahead and give us the title of the book again and how they can get a copy of the book.
Okay, it's I'm Not There Anymore, S.C. Urquhart, S.C.U.R.Q.U.H.A.R.T. It's on Amazon. And also, you can reach me on Facebook at S.C. Urquhart. If I don't have any friend space, then, you know, send me a message. I'll be able to see your message, and I'll be happy to help in any way I can or answer any questions or provide any sort of insight or assistance I possibly can. I'm on Instagram as FreedomFighter2020. That'll come up too. And also on Twitter as SCUrquhart2020. So I'm available anytime for anybody who wants to reach out.
I love it. Well, you know what? Thank you. I mean, the hour always goes so quickly. I'm sure there's so much more we could talk about. So I definitely want you to continue to connect with me, and we can possibly have you come back on the show in a different segment where you can hit us with your coaching skills and give us some more insights on how people like yourself, everyday people like you and me, we can learn not to go back to where we are and be able to tell the world that I'm not there anymore. I'll give you the final words. What's the final things you want to share with our audience before we let you go?
Just redemption. Redemption, that's how I would sum the whole thing up. There's no matter where you come from, no matter how many lemons life has thrown at you, no matter how depressed you might be or whatever situation you might be going through, whether it's like mine or your own personal struggle, there's always success and favor and blessing on the other side once you finally lament and allow God to work with you and move you. You can't do it all alone. That was another thing. Self-reliance can only take you so far. You need mentors. You need folks that will help you, people who have gone through similar situations. And most of all, you know, God's grace will help you past anything. And then once you get past it, you know, just a day-to-day grind. It's a day-to-day grind where you're concerned with being the best person you can be and helping others along the way, and then whatever comes at you, you'll be able to deflect, you know, easily.
I love it. Thank you so much, SC, for being a part of the Unstoppable Stories show. Definitely check his book out, I'm Not There Anymore, on Amazon.com. Check him out on Facebook at SC Urquhart. That is U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T on Facebook. And definitely, hey, man, we want you to come back on the show sometime real soon. Is that okay with you?
Thank you so much, sir. It would be my honor. Yes.
All right. Appreciate you so much. Have an unstoppable day, SC. And you guys, that's a wrap. That's a wrap for the Unstoppable Story Show on another Tuesday night. Here's an unstoppable thought. Many times we get trapped in our own mentality. Long after our tragedy or our triumph has occurred, long after the abuse or neglect has occurred, we are trapped in our own mental house. And we get stuck there. And we're stopped from going forward with what God had created us to do. But here's the one thing I know. Here's the one thing I've seen over and over again. Here's the one thing I've heard over and over again by guests that have come on this show. And it's those three letters, B-U-T. But no matter where you are trapped, physically or mentally right now, there is always a but. That means there's always a comma, not a period. When you think life is over, there is always the opportunity for you to pivot, for you to go in another direction. But like SC said, you've got to first be able to forgive. You've got to forgive yourself for where you are at that point in your life. And then you've got to seek the redemption. Seek to redeem yourself with the people that you may have hurt or even with the people who have hurt you, because forgiveness has never been for them in the first place. It's been to redeem yourself, to make yourself whole again. And then finally, to recognize that to get to the other side, to get out of that house, to no longer live there or be there anymore, is going to take you to have a different purpose, to desire to go in a different direction. And that only comes by having him in your life and having yourself surrounded by people that are going to take you higher and take you to a different level. When you learn how to forgive, when you learn how to redeem, when you learn how to seek out another source, then that period will always be a comma. And there is more to life than just being stuck in your own mentality. You can say to the world that I'm not there anymore because I am unstoppable. Hey, man, that's my time. Thank you guys for enjoying and hanging out with the Unstoppable Stories Show. As I like to always say, I don't want you to just have a great week. I want you to have an unstoppable week. Shout out to Essie Yerkhart for joining us. Shout out to Coach Z for calling in. Shout out to everybody who's watching us on Facebook Live and who may be listening to the replay or watching the replay. You guys always remember to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you are worthy and you are unstoppable. Take care, family.